Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain arrives in Toronto at Glimmering Kerner Hall in just under a week, Wednesday, April 16th, beginning at 8 p.m. It is the ensemble's 40th anniversary tour and features the soprano, concert, tenor, and bass ukuleles. rcmusic.com for tickets. The group formed in 1985, as they say, to be the antidote to mindless pop, egocentric rock, and the indulgent bluster of the music business. The Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain decided it was time to bring back a timeless classiness, adorned in black tuxedos and starting in small rooms found in British pubs. That's a long way from Kerner Hall. 400 million plucks of the ukulele later, the ensemble is still thrilling audiences with virtuosity, humor, and style. From Tasmania to the Arctic Circle, Windsor Castle to Carnegie Hall. The Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain does it all too, from Tchaikovsky, Broadway hits, and traditional repertoire to ABBA, bluegrass standards, and even Nirvana to the world of grunge. Those who have seen it know the power of the Ukulele Orchestra is no laughing matter. Joining us with more from Lincoln, Nebraska here this afternoon, creative producer Lisa Ray, who is also on tour as one of the musicians. Lisa, great to be with you.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for that super intro as well. You've basically covered everything.
That's right. We can just wrap it up right here.
We can stop right there.
Why is this sound so infectious? We've had mandolin orchestras here on the show, but what does ukulele do for an audience?
Well, I don't want to insult the ukulele here, but I think it's sort of a humble instrument. It's not a very pompous instrument.
It was my first instrument, actually, when I think about it.
Yeah, there you go. I have a picture of me at the age of four holding a tin ukulele. It's the bonsai guitar, isn't it, really? I mean, it's a sweet little thing, and on its own, it can sound great. But if you put different tunings and different sizes of the instrument together, you can create something that looks inoffensive and fun, but is actually a really powerful wall of sound. And that's what we try and do. Of course, we have an amazing sound engineer who travels with us, Verena, who's German, and she knows us so well. She knows how each person plays and each person sings, because it's not just the ukuleles, we're vocalists as well. And the ukulele helps us to subvert the idea of the orchestra, of a formal sort of combination of formality versus mayhem made possible by the ukulele.
So it's a great sound, as you say, a wall of sound, but also there's a delight in it. There's a humor in it.
Definitely.
And so that beautiful combination of voice and ukulele, it sounds like a joy factory to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think we try to be entertainers first and foremost, rather than ukulele players. It just happens to be ukulele that we play. But I think when it started...
Well, I'd love to dig into that just a moment. I mean, going back 40 years, the group is in English pubs. It's obviously in its infancy, deciding to put on tuxedos. I mean, tell me about what the thinking was in those days.
Well, the thinking was, because it was started by George Hinchliffe and Kitty Lux, and they were coming out of a sort of post-punk era, 1985, and they both kind of been to art school. And so in a way, this was a response to how seriously the music industry was taking itself. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody bought Kitty a plastic ukulele or something. They thought it was amusing. And they just thought about what would happen if you had a whole orchestra of them. I mean, in those days, there were probably 12 players. There's 7 players now. It's changed over the years a bit. But I think it was a joke. Nobody played the ukulele in the UK except George Formby. That was what was associated with the ukulele. Nobody expected punk covers on the ukulele.
I'll jump in on that just in the sense that it is fascinating to think of post-disco, post those big budget rock albums.
Yeah.
And then you have the punk era and then the post-punk, which is sort of a response to that and saying, okay, let's just throw it all in a blender and do something totally different here.
Definitely. It's like, what we were doing was kind of lo-fi. Ukuleles are lo-fi. And it's the sort of underdog instruments. In the old days, you know, maybe the tuxedos came from thrift shops and everything looks a bit dusty and it would be a tiny room in a pub crammed with this orchestra. And then the orchestra would rock out and play all the wrong things on the right instruments, as we like to call it, or all the right things on the wrong instruments. Either way, it seemed to have a cult following very quickly, and then just things grew. And there were a couple of, that one of the ones were, reasons was that there was an appearance on the Jules Holland Hootenanny.
For people who don't know, very much a musician in his own right. I think he was in Squeeze, right? And then he ends up being the host of all these musical variety shows in the UK, which are fantastic.
Yeah.
And your ensemble performed as part of that. Was that right?
Yeah. And I think we did Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay.
And the person who sings that song is 6'8". And so he plays a soprano ukulele. And having a giant man with a tiny little instrument screaming Nirvana, it's going to get some attention. So
was that a turning point?
It was one of the turning points. I can't remember. I think there'd been probably several, but definitely we rode on the wave of that appearance. You know, suddenly more people saw, you end up on TV with something unusual. Suddenly everyone wants to book you. You know, then of course you've got to be good. You can't just be a one-hit wonder or a sort of flash in the pan. It's got to be a good show. I think just the venues have got bigger as the years have gone on. We're now in our 40th year of the orchestra. Obviously, I wasn't there at the beginning. Not everybody in today's orchestra was there 40 years ago. But it still has the same spirit. It's formal. There's a formal look to it, but then the clowns might take over the big top at any moment.
If you're just joining us, we are celebrating the arrival of the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain to Toronto, Kerner Hall, within the Royal Conservatory, Wednesday, April 16th, beginning at 8 p.m. rcmusic.com for tickets. Creative producer and performer with the ensemble, Lisa Ray, is on the line with us from Nebraska. So we've talked about maybe some of those cultural turning points and exposure, but then you do have to develop sonically with repertoire over the years. I mean, take us through what had to happen there to get us to 40 years.
I think we make sure we have a combination of virtuosity and lunacy, maybe in the same evening. You know, that the harmonies are kind of nice and that the songs are good. I suppose what we don't do is pick, well, which are the most popular songs? Let's do those. That would make us a wedding band, which we're not. I think when you're thinking about the architecture of the evening, you just go, we're going to take the audience on some sort of roller coaster ride with us. And what do we want to see along the way? You know, you start with a big punchy thing, maybe classical, and then you subvert it with the next one, which is completely opposite to that. And there's a shape to the evening. We're trying to sort of make it a fun night out. And maybe a song that isn't a punk rock song is given a punk rock treatment, or a classical song is given a different type of treatment. And that's what we tend to do. We sort of go, what's the bones of this song? And now what are we going to do with it? Because we are a covers band, yes, or a covers orchestra, but we're not a copies orchestra.
So it's sort of putting it through the prism that this ensemble has come to understand together. And it is celebrating 40 years. And so I'll ask, I mean, I think that the seven of you are going to look so good on that Kerner Hall stage. And people are going to be in for a real, real treat. And as you say, you're kind of wrapping up this tour in Canada. I mean, for the 40th, was there repertoire that you knew you wanted to include as the basis of the evening?
We've put a few classics in, but actually we just thought our YouTube hits, you know, some of them have 24 million views.
That's a lot.
And and actually I was listening to Chili Gonzalez interview that you did.
Oh, Mark, yeah, he was just here.
Earlier. And he says something in that interview, I think, which is, you can just give the audience what you think they want, but that's probably not the most creative thing to do. And I think we do a combination of both. So we like to continue to take risks, but there'll be some familiar things in there. And then there'll be some kind of new approaches to stuff. Like, we might not always stay in our seats, for example.
Okay.
There might be some shenanigans.
Some hijinks.
But it'll be, you know, the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain as you know it, or as our fans and followers like to call us, the Ukes. It'll be some new fresh stuff that nobody's seen before, and then some old friends as well.
All right, so you are on a classical music radio station here in Southern Ontario. So do you have any particular favorites from the classical realm that you love to perform?
We're going to be performing The Dance of the Mirlitons, which is a very well-known, obviously kind of well-worn piece, but we decide to deconstruct it a little bit.
I love it, and we're so excited to have you in Toronto as part of this 40th anniversary tour. And
thank
Lisa
you.
Ray with the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, thank you for being our guide here this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain comes to Toronto, Kerner Hall, within the Royal Conservatory. That's Wednesday, April 16th, the next week, beginning at 8 p.m. And certainly tantalizing with everything we've heard, rcmusic.com. For tickets, once again, rcmusic.com. Just look for the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. You are with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM, our look at arts and culture. My name is Mark Wigmore. More from the orchestra right now.